Now, I don't know what my wife was thinking about when we got married, but I know she was upset the first time she found out she was irked. Because I was just sitting there eating a bowl of cornflakes. And the morning she found out, she came downstairs looking at me. It's hard to eat your cornflakes with somebody circling your table like a shark. And I said, what's the matter with you?
You did this to me!
Well, you're darn right I did. What'd you expect, a bag of jelly beans? Women will tell you this.
I went through this for 9 months for you. Bleh.
Man puts up with probably the worst human being for 9 months. This woman I married, all she did every day was throw up, call me names, and go to sleep.
You rotten bum, you...
Any place we went, sit at a restaurant, 6 o'clock in the evening, all of a sudden, you rotten bum, I had to take her out of places, put her in places, all over. But I was so happy, man, when the 9th month came. And then she's all the time telling me, feel the baby, feel the baby, feel the baby. And the kid ain't moving. Those babies got sense. They can hear. They do all that stuff. And then as soon as he hears, feel the baby. And you put your hand on him. Man, you can stay there for 3 weeks. He ain't moving. He knows you're there. And you just... I kept falling asleep on the job. What's up? How come you haven't had any sleep? Well, I'm feeling for the baby and he ain't moving nowhere. Then finally it happened. 3 o'clock in the morning, my wife woke me up, hit me on the side. And I sat straight up. I said, no, I will not get married if you die. She said, I'm not talking about that. She said, the water bag just broke. I said, well, go back to sleep. I'll get you a new one in the morning. And then she made a yell like I've never heard before. Whoa! Legs shot straight out, you know. And I said, what's the matter? She said, I'm having a baby. A what? Man, I'm telling you, there's nothing you can do when your wife's in pain. Now, just picture that for instance. There's the woman that you love. Anybody touch her, you defend her. Get out of the way, I'll kill you, right? You know, and all of a sudden she's having pain, and ain't nothing you can do for labor pains that's gonna help. You can't dance for it. You can't sing. Ain't no flips you can do and make her laugh or nothing. I tried all them things. She says, whoa! And I just stood back. She said, help me. I said, okay. She said, don't touch me. I said, all right, I'll get over it. She said, Bill, help me. Right, okay, don't touch me. Right, I ran around the bed for 20 minutes. That's all I did, just kept circling the bed. How you doing now? Whoa! I ran down and kissed the car because I knew the car loved me. I tried to drive the car right into the living room. It wouldn't fit. I'm panicking. I run upstairs. I look for her. She's not in the bedroom. That's when I almost pass out because the whole 9 months, Camille's had a bad cough, and I figure at this point, that's all she needs to do is... Oh, my goodness. Hello, doctor? Yes, well, the whole kit fell right out. Now, what do you keep and what do you throw away? I want to tell all the guys about women. I am shattered. I don't know what end is up. I'm just... I look, she's in the bathroom, standing up there, looking in the mirror, putting on her eyelashes. Whoa! And the lashes all on her neck and everything. Meanwhile, the kid is hollering, hello, are you ready for me or what? So I come up to her, I said, Camille, honey, come on, we have to get to the hospital. I'm not delivering this baby here like this. She turns around,
you did this to me!
Yes, we're gonna get it fixed right now, dear, just come on. No, now I get her down to the car, half hour trying to figure out which way to put her in the car. Finally, I just throw her in the back seat. And I'm driving with the back seat door open and everything going 800 miles an hour. Pull into the maternity ward. My wife goes, whoa! I jump right on the hood. Dancing on the hood. Out come these three idiots from the maternity ward, dressed in white. No gurney, no wheelchair, no nothing. Look at me, I'm dancing on the hood. My wife's in the back seat going, whoa! The kid is saying, all right, are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? Are you ready? And this guy says, what seems to be your problem? I said, just give me some gas. I'll get the baby delivered over at the gas station. Finally, they bring out a wheelchair, and they put my wife in a wheelchair, towels all between her legs and everything, and she's going, whoa! And I'm walking behind her, you know. and the nurse is walking behind me saying, how are you going to pay for this? Now, I come up to these two doors, and the guy says, you wait here, and they take my wife in. You know, I said, wait a minute, I want to see my kid come out of the chute.
You can't say nothing, you just stay here.
Now, they put me in this room with other husbands, and oddly enough, the waiting room is next door to the labor room. And do you know, they sing in there. I didn't know that. You can really hear them singing. And you should hear them. They're really cute in there. No, really, I heard the ladies in there, oh, Jesus. Kill me now. Oh, God, kill me now. And my wife is leading the singers. Only she's singing a different tune.
I'll kill you for this, Bill.
Now they're pushing my wife down the hallway. The guy says, you can see your wife going down the hallway now. And I go out and she's on the gurney on her knees, hair shooting out like a wire. I'll kill you for this, Bill! I'll stab you right in the face. I'm gonna steal a scalpel and carve you up in a lot of pieces. Whoa! Oh, I'm scared to death. Supposed to be an enjoyable moment, you know. Now the guy comes in with the Pat Boone shoes on.
Is there a Mr. Cosby here?
Yes,
Your wife would like to see you.
No, I ain't going out there. So he says, no, she's all right. I walk out, and first thing I see is my child, my firstborn. Now, this is a case of, it couldn't happen to me. I look at this newborn thing. It is probably one of the worst looking things I've ever seen. It's wrinkled like you wouldn't believe. And one eye half, you know, just moving, ain't moving nowhere, just moving, you know, just doing this, you know. And I said, that ain't mine. I ain't never made nothing look that bad. Even when I was in the Navy, I never made nothing look that bad. And there's Camille on the gurney. Horizontal parade rest. So high, both eyes are in the same socket.
It's all gone. It's all flat.
Yes, and we're gonna pump it up again too, dear.